church is lying to you. You're practicing God and man-made traditions. Man-made tradition voids your worship of God, Mark 7. The Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. His word is the truth. If you worship him outside of his truth, you're worshiping him in lies. And Revelation 22:15 says, if you love or make a lie, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. Neighbor, I care about your soul. The Methodist will not tell you the truth that Hebrews 10:26 says any willful sin means there's no sacrifice left for sin. You have to repent and forsake every single one of your sins you know is a sin. Otherwise, you have no hope of eternal life. You will stand before the righteous judge, and you will have to tell him why you didn't drop your sin, why you didn't drop your ties to the Methodist Church, even though it's preaching lies and an unbiblical gospel. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, not made of God. You'll have to stand before Jesus Christ, neighbor, and I care for your soul. The Baptist Church is teaching lies and heresy. Neighbor, I care for your soul. The full gospel, repentance, coming out of the world. James 4:4 says, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you, sir. If you're practicing in the Baptist tradition, it voids the Holy Spirit. The Baptist Church is teaching you an incomplete gospel. They don't teach you to come out of the world. Their sermons are filled with worldliness. The Lord said in James 4:4, a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If a man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I can see the fruit of the Baptist Church. It is not in the truth of God, and I care for your soul, neighbor. If you practice any willful sin, there's no sacrifice left for it. Hebrews 10:26. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is also the Word made flesh. If you're practicing the Baptist tradition, you're voiding your worship of God, Mark 7. You're practicing him in lies, Revelation 22:15. Loving or making a lie keeps you outside of the kingdom. Say, it voids your worship of God, Mark 7, traditions of men. God does not want your man-made traditions. God wants every day, every minute of your life lived for him in spirit and truth. Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life, but you must be willing to lose your life. And that includes your traditions of man. You must be following after him in spirit and truth, in the word of God, in the commandments of God, in the light. Because if you walk in the light as he is in the light, he will cleanse you of all of your sin. But folks, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Disciples of Christ, any other flavor of man-made traditions are outside of the truth of God, and they will damn your soul if you're not going to repent of it. I care about your soul, neighbor. You are practicing man-made traditions and lies that are outside of the truth of God. And they won't tell you this because they need to keep their buildings filled up, but neighbor, any willful sin means there's no sacrifice left for sin. Hebrews 10:26. Revelation 22:15 says, if you love or make a lie, you won't enter into the kingdom of God. And Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, all of these things made of man that we pretend that God accepts these things is a lie. God accepts the worship he ordained. Leviticus 10, you see two priests that tried to worship God their own way. What happened to them? Burned to a crisp. Yeah, that guy came up to me, got pretty fleshly there. I was trying to give him some truth, but Sir, I care about your soul. I really do. Hey, it's a very narrow way. Very few are going to make it in. Very few are willing to lose their life to find it in Christ. Very few are willing to repent of all of their sin and come out of the world. But Jesus Christ has made the way to eternal life for those who obey him. I'm just going to go across the street. I care for your soul, neighbor. Willful sin will keep you out. Jesus Christ has made the narrow way. Very few are going to make it in. Or a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Tested on my brother's website, a 10-point test. Test your faith to the word of God. Prove all things, whether they be of God or of man. If you practice man-made traditions, Mark 7, it voids your worship of God. I love your soul, neighbor. You have to repent and come out of the Baptist church, the Methodist church, the non-denom church. You have to stop practicing pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter, Good Friday, which are made of man. They're lies, and Revelation 22:15 says, anyone that practices a lie, loves or makes one, will not enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the narrow way. He is the truth. He is the life. No man can come to the Father but through Jesus Christ and his truth. And his truth.
Jesus, hell is going to be a lot hotter, and I care about your soul. I don't want you to experience that. I want you to test your building to the truth, to the word of God.